Over the weekend, I made a new friend. She seems to know my mind. One special moment in time. We walked in moonlight and talked until midnight, tossing our cares away. Oh, what a memory we made. It kept good days, hearts ablaze, shining light upon our lives. Special times when stars align. Make the world a better place at Camp Good Days.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Good Days and Special Times, the radio show. That's where we chat about the newest updates on events, fundraisers, and all things Camp Good Days. For today's first segment, I am here with founder and chairman Gary Mervis, as well as special guests, Paul Shirata. He's a former Camp Good Days camper and a current volunteer and supporter, and Cameron, who is a current camper. And who knows, maybe a future volunteer and supporter. Anyway, thanks for being here, everybody. Paul, we're going to pick up with you. Tell us a little bit about how you became involved with Camp Good Days as a camper.
Sure. So I first became involved with Camp Good Days. I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease in March of 1989. I was 6 years old, and I went through chemotherapy and radiation and had an opportunity to meet some of camp supporters while I was in the hospital. And so I took that opportunity and attended camp up through high school. Went back in high school as a volunteer, and it was really an important part of my life growing up. And even the friends that I made during that time are still good friends of mine today.
So 10, 12 years as a student, and then if my math is right, something like about 30 years as a volunteer.
Yeah, it's been a long time. But, you know, it's really important to me. You know, camp did a lot for me and my family. During the tough times that I was in the hospital and had the cancer. So it's just, it's kind of one of those things that it's important to give back and important to really give other kids that opportunity. So we're, you know, me and my family are really happy we could continue to share that, you know, as volunteers.
So 6 years old is a pretty early diagnosis for cancer. And I think that probably, you know, intersectionality with Camp Good Days has probably had a profound effect on your life, your married life, your career, and your later years, right?
It really has. You know, a lot of people don't think about it. You know, we get the questions often, well, you were six, how much could you remember? But it really does impact the way you think, the way you approach life, the different opportunities you have. And then later on in life, you know, there's the concern where, you know, are my kids going to be okay, right? Is it a hereditary thing? Are my kids going to be okay? What's my future family, you know, how is that going to impact them? So, and that's why I think it's so important where it affects everyone, right? It's not just the person who had the cancer. It's the parents. It's the siblings. It's the community, really, that's involved in it. And it takes a community to support people through this.
So during your days as a camper, when you were still in school, you had a pretty special experience. You got to go to the Super Bowl. Tell us, what Super Bowl was that, Paul?
I did. So that was the Super Bowl. It was the first time the Bills played the Cowboys. And it was done through, I believe, the Miami Dolphins fan club right here in Rochester. And Camp Good Days, along with them, you know, gave us the opportunity, me and my father, to attend that Super Bowl. And I'm still ecstatic to this day. It gives me chills. And we often, I have a ton of souvenirs and a ton of just pictures from that event with my dad, and we go back and we look at that and just think, wow, what an amazing opportunity to as a 10-year-old to do that. You know, we did the pass, punt, and kick competition. We got to go on the field. We got to meet some of the players. You know, as a 10-year-old, it's beyond, you know, beyond my wildest dreams that I would have gotten to experience something like that.
That's fantastic. Paul Sciarrotta with us, by the way. He's a current volunteer and supporter, former camper, if you're just joining us, at Camp Good Days. So you went to the Super Bowl, Paul, and then now fast-forwarding to present day, you've made it possible for one of our other guests here, Cameron, to go to the Pro Bowl in Orlando. Tell us how that all worked, how that happened, and you know, how this all sprung from your desire to have a camper from Camp Good Days to have that experience.
Sure. So, you know, as I mentioned before, camp was such an important part of my life and even continues to be an important part of my life today. And that's really extended not just me, but my family as well. You know, me and my wife and my kids, we volunteer, we attend the fundraisers, you know, my father and mother, we do the same. So one of the things that I really wanted to do, is pay it forward and really give another camper the opportunities that I had, growing up as well. So, me and my wife came up with the idea, you know, a year ago, and we said, you know, it would be such a great thing to just pay it forward and give another person the opportunity to attend one of these events and create memories with their family as well.
Okay, so how did that get done? How did Cameron's trip come to be?
Sure. So I contacted Gary and Wendy and said, hey, this is something that we want to do. You know, the events that we see, we don't get to see a lot of the campers, meet a lot of the campers. But I've had an opportunity, you know, Wendy knows me very well, Gary knows me very well. And I said, look, I want you to, you know, this is what we want to do. I want to send someone to the Pro Bowl. We want to make it a whole weekend event, Universal Studios. I want them to think about nothing. I want them to have a good time. And can you find a camper that you think would, you know, emulate the, you know, responsibilities that, you know, I you know, wanted or you know, had an opportunity to
sure.
do. So, you know, Wendy reached back out. She's like, we have the perfect camper. And I said, you know, do you want to know? I said, yeah, well, I'd love to meet them, but I trust their decision. And you know, I think it's just really cool. I think it's really cool that they selected Cameron and that me and, you know, my family had an opportunity to provide that experience for Cameron and his family.
Fantastic. We just happen to have Cameron on the line here. Hey, Cameron, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing amazing. How are you guys?
Excellent. Excellent. So, Cameron, tell us a little bit about you. How old are you? Still in school? How's that? Where are you now?
Yeah, I'm 16. I'm in high school still. And, I found out about Camp Good Days when I was in the hospital. I was about 6 years old, and I was diagnosed with rhabdomyosarcoma back in 2014, I think. And Camp Good Days reached out to my family through the hospital, and since then it's just been endless, and they've been so amazing to me and my family.
So every summer, down to Acuca Lake, and how's that experience for you?
Yeah, I've been down to camp a couple of times, and it's literally such a blast, and I couldn't say anything bad about it. Every single time I'm down there, it's literally amazing. You know, the songs, the people, it feels like a huge family, and just everyone is so welcoming, and everyone just has an amazing smile on their face, and you can never feel down there. I'm just amazing.
So you're 16 years old, so you're in high school. You want to give a shout-out to your school?
Yeah, I go to West Aranaquay High School. It's amazing. I love it there. Everybody there, my friends, my teachers, everyone's there. It's great.
All right. So, Cameron, you're a football fan. What's your favorite team?
I'm a big fan of the Seattle Seahawks, and I've been a big Seahawks fan for a long time now. And, yeah.
So have you ever been to an NFL game?
Previous to the Pro Bowl, I've been to one Bills game, and I enjoyed that a lot, and I really like football, so going to the Pro Bowl was just literally amazing, so great.
Well, Well, let's talk about that that process a little bit. So unbeknownst to you, Paul and Gary and company were reaching, and Wendy were reaching out and pulling all the strings necessary for you to go to the Pro Bowl in Orlando. And when were you told about that, and what was your reaction like?
So it's funny because I was just leaving wrestling practice at school, and I'm just in the car headed home, and I get a call from my mom. She's like, come home quick. So I got home, and then she basically told me that I have the opportunity to donor Wes Swift opportunity to go to the Pro Bowl, and it was just mind-blowing because I would never think that something like this would happen. I was like, the Pro Bowl? Are you serious? She's like, yeah, the Pro Bowl. And I was just so shocked and surprised. I was super happy, and I just like couldn't stop thinking about it. I marked it on my calendar, and I was just super excited for the whole entire thing.
So you're counting down the days before you go to the Pro Bowl. So tell us about the trip.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the Pro Bowl. It was a whole weekend down there in Orlando, wasn't it?
Yeah. So the trip started off, we left and we went to the airport around like 11. And when we got down there, we just had like the most amazing hotel ever. The staff there was amazing. Everyone there was perfect. And the next day they sent us to Universal Studios, and that was great. I enjoyed it so much. We got to do so many rides, amazing food. And then while I was there, I ran into two NFL players, Trey Hendrickson and Devon Witherspoon, and that just made the trip so much better because I would have never expected to have that happen.
Now, wait a minute. You just happened to run into Trey Hendrickson and Devon Witherspoon? Just you're like waiting in line for a ride or whatever, and there's a Bengal and a Seahawk right there?
Yeah, and I'm telling you, those are some pretty big guys, man. Super strong, and you can just tell as soon as you see them.
That's fantastic. Cameron, thanks for telling us about the trip. Sounds amazing. Tell us what this has meant to you since. And also, while we're at it, what it means to be a camper for you at Camp Good Days.
Yeah, so, you know, honestly, being a camper at Camp Good Days and this trip, they all just, like, make me think about how blessed I am and how, like, thankful to be for Camp Good Days and the whole organization. So, like, since I've been 6 years old, they've been nothing but amazing to me and my family. And this trip just adds on so much more gratitude for me towards them because it just goes to show how amazing they are as people. And I'm just so thankful to Paul and Gary for this opportunity because it's just building more experiences for me. And I will never forget this trip ever in my life. And ever since I've been a camper, they've just had been nothing but amazing. And I've been to the Courage Bowls and the Teddy Bowls and camp numerous times. They've done so many good things for me and my family. And it's, being a camper just really means that to me, it's like a love, honestly, from everyone at Camp Good Days.
Cameron, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. I'm so glad that you had this experience. And I also want to thank you for coming on the show today. I know we had to kind of make a little special arrangement here, so we didn't conflict with your school. But thanks for talking to us. Let's swing over to Camp Good Days founder Gary Mervis. Gary, quite a story, and had of a big impact for you and Paul as well to be able to make this happen for Cameron.
Well, Paul exemplifies what Camp Good Days is all about. You know, he's one of those kids that came to camp at a time when I knew just about every camper personally, who their parents were, siblings. And, you know, I've watched Paul grow up, and he's turned into, you know, a fine young man, husband, dad. And, you know, the nicest thing was he never forgot that feeling of what it means to help others. And the fact that he and his wife would decide that they want to give some other camper a chance to have a lifetime memory that he has was just very, very special to me. And you can understand it when you talk to Paul and you meet him, that he just exemplifies everything good about what it means to be a part of Camp Good Days. And for me, you know, even though, as I say many times, I'm needed at camp like an extra mosquito, I just love sitting back and watching the children with the volunteers and the volunteers with our staff and sit back in Adirondack chair and on a nice summer day and say, you know what, I helped make all that possible. And that's what, you know, has kind of kept me going. And when you see the success stories like Paul and what he's turned out to be in a productive member of society, it's amazing because he is a pioneer. He's one of the kids that battled their cancer and survived, and now they've gone out into the world. And I think anybody that meets him will have a different impression of a child that had cancer. Because when I started Camp Good Days, you know, people didn't even talk openly about cancer. And when it came to childhood cancer, it was so horrific that they whispered about it.
Right.
And one of the things that I wanted to do when I started Camp Good Days was to move childhood cancer out of the dark ages and bring it to where we are today. And, you know, Paul is one of those success stories.
Fantastic. And you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that if cancer came up as a subject, you whispered it, you know, under your breath, cancer.
Absolutely. And
what?
Children, it was so horrible. You didn't even want to whisper about it.
Right. Because it just taps into everybody's fears about how horrible it is. And what a disservice to the UPS delivery is here. Eli, got to be quiet. Sorry about that. What a disservice to us patients of who have cancer, because it's one of the critical things is to have a normal life, right, and to not be stigmatized.
Absolutely, and that's what these cancer patients want as kids. They want to be able to grow up and be normal. But the minute we hear the word that they had cancer, we put the cancer before the person.
Right.
And, you know, it's been tough because, you know, for every Paul, there's been a few who haven't survived their battle with cancer. And what I want to do then is I want to, for the time they're here, to give them the very best time that we can.
And you've been doing that.
And I've been blessed to have some people who also want to give them that. And that's where we get our volunteer corps. And surprisingly enough, I still have a couple of volunteers that will be there this summer who started with me the very first summer.
That's fantastic.
That we had Camp Good Days.
I was going to say, when you've been around for 40-plus years like Camp Good Days has, eventually this is going to become a generational thing. You know, you're going to have the adults and then the kids.
Oh, yeah, it already is. I mean, I'll get people, you know, young people each summer who will come up and say, my dad or mom said I should make sure I say hi to you. And then I'll ask them and they'll tell me that their dad or mom, who they are. And I remember when they were at camp. And it is. It's truly an amazing story. And it's a blessing.
Amazing stories is what we're all about here on Camp Good Days, Good Days and Special Times, the radio show. We're going to take a quick break here. By the way, thank you, Cameron and Paul Sharada, and also Gary for this segment, for telling us this amazing story. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the updates on Camp Good Days' upcoming events. Jamie Varble is going to be here along with J.J. Vanderstein. We will be back on Good Days and Special Times on the WYSL stations.
This is Gary Mervis, founder of Camp Good Days. When I began Camp Good Days, I made a promise that no family would have to choose between paying their bills or sending their child to camp. Camp Good Days, providing programs and services to children and families impacted by cancer and sickle cell anemia. Visit campgooddays.org to learn how you can enroll in a monthly giving program, because anyone with cancer deserves good days and special times.
Looking for something wonderful to do? Consider volunteering at Camp Good Days and Special Times. You'll enjoy a fun-filled weekend on beautiful Cuca Lake, working with children and adults facing cancer and other life challenges. You'll be inspired by their courage. You'll form friendships. You'll touch lives. And your life will be forever changed. You don't need any special skills to be a Camp Good Days volunteer. If you're 18 or older and you'd like to make a difference in the lives of others, you qualify. Make this the best summer of your life. Become a Camp Good Days and Special Times volunteer. Can't spare a week this summer? Year-round volunteer opportunities with flexible scheduling are also available. For more information, call 585-624-5555 or see the complete list of volunteer opportunities and sign up online at www.campgooddays.org.
Looking for something meaningful to do? As a Camp Good Days volunteer, you'll work with children and adults who will inspire you. Just listen to what one volunteer says about her experience.
I get a lot more out of camp than these kids. All I have to do is sit back and look around at the end of the week. The perseverance and just the strength that these children have, it's just such an inspiration in my life. I learned so much, and it gives me strength. Really puts life into perspective for me.
Learn more about many volunteer opportunities at campgooddays.org.
Hi, this is Gary Mervis, chairman of Camp Good Days. To learn about our programs for children, adults, and families whose lives have been touched by cancer, or our many volunteer opportunities, check out campgooddays.org, because anyone with cancer deserves good days and special times.
Safeguarding your freedoms and your future. The WYSL stations.
Camp Good Days.
Welcome back, everybody. Just heard about a great experience that Cameron had when he attended the Pro Bowl and how that gift was a way for former camper Paul Sherrata to give back to the organization that means so much to him as well. We're now going to talk about a couple of important fundraising events, not that there's any lack of those at Camp Good Days, providing the opportunity for so many people across our community to give back to Camp Good Days and their campers. We'd like to welcome J.J. Vanderstein. He is the general manager of West Hare Automotive Group, and also Amanda Anderson, who's the volunteer coordinator for special events. Welcome, guys. J.J., now you've been involved with Camp Good Days for many years. I know we've talked previous years here on the program. Tell us about, you know, let's take us back to the beginning and how you got involved in all of this.
Yeah, I think it's close to 14 years now that I've been on the board, or, you know, around that. And I had met Gary when I played in the Courage Bowl many moons ago. And we went down to camp, and just, you know, all the football players at U of R helped out, you know, moving stuff around. I think we did a little painting, kind of whatever we could do to, you know, pitch a hand and help out, and kind of learned about it a little bit there. And then after my playing days were over, you know, Gary asked if I would, you know, want to, you know, be on the board, and obviously instantly said yes, and whatever I could do to help. You know, fast forward 14 years, here we are. I think we're on year, I want to say 8 or 9 of the car giveaway. We started it when, you know, obviously we're Vanderstein, and when Wester bought us out, you know, they stepped right up and, you know, followed suit. So it's been awesome to be able to do this and, you know, raise a lot of money. And, you know, we're just a small part of it, but it's nice to help out.
Well, it's a fantastic thing. And when West Hur took over the dealership from the Vanderstein family, there was no hesitation. They picked right up and continued the tradition, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They, you know, they kind of said, what are, you know, some things that are important to you and your dad? And, you know, there's a few organizations that, you know, we've been involved with, and this is obviously at the top of my list. So, you know, when I brought it up, and, you know, they were, you know, eager to join in, and obviously it's, you know, part West Hare, part, you know, Toyota Motor Corp. And it's just a great, you know, opportunity to, you know, raise some money and some awareness, you know, for the amazing things that, you know, camp does every single day. You know, day in and day out, they're making a huge difference to so many people.
Well, let's continue doing that, making that difference. Let's whet everybody's appetite here a little bit. J.J. Vanderstein with us here on the program. Tell us about the Toyota you're giving away.
Yeah, so it'll be a 2024 Toyota LE Corolla. You know, great value in this car. It, you know, has an 8-inch touchscreen. It's got wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. You know, it's safety-wise, one of the top-rated cars. It has Toyota Safety Sense 3.0 with, you know, the pre-collision system, the pedestrian detection. It has a lot of different options, all while getting, you know, close to 35 miles per gallon, so also, you know, fuel efficient. It's just a great car, great opportunity for someone to win this.
For quite a few years, Toyota has made the number one selling car in North America, isn't it? Do I remember that correctly?
That is true. That is the Toyota Camry. And, you know, they do a lot of production and a lot of final assembly in, you know, in the States now. Their headquarters down in Plano, Texas. They have a lot of, you know, plants right in America, and, you know, there's a few in Canada. But, Camry's been solid. And, you know, all their cars, they, you know, cars, SUVs do a great job with reliability, safety. They have a lot going for them.
Great J.D. Power ratings, I'm assuming.
Everything, yep. Safety ratings are always at the top. If you know, I'm obviously a little bit biased, but you look at any, you know, third party that, you know, evaluates cars, they're always going to be at the top for all the most important things that you'd want.
Fantastic. Talking to J.J. Vanderstein, the general manager of Wester Automotive Group, out there in Greece. Now, the day comes here, J.J., with all these raffles that you've done for, I think you said, 8 years, when the winner gets to come and pick up the car. That's got to be a special day, I believe.
It really is, and I know Wendy will tell the stories better than I would, but whoever they draw, the winner, it takes 3 or 4 times to get them on the phone because they think it's like a, you know, like a spam call or
scammer
trying
or something.
Yeah, exactly. So when we actually can let them know that it's not a joke and they really won, you know, it's awesome. We've had some really great stories in the past. Amanda will probably remember better than I will, but, you know, one, the daughter, I think at a fashion show in Buffalo, bought the ticket, you know, where she was with her mom and, you know, she was part of camp. And, you know, those stories when the families have been really affected by, you know, something in their life and camp has really helped them out. Those are the ones that, you know, mean a little bit more. And we've had a lot of, you know, great stories. And, you know, the customers picking up the car, really, really exciting day. And just really, I'm just there as the middleman, but get to thank them for their support of camp. And, you know, a lot of times it spurs on some, you know, the guy who won last year, you know, was like, hey, I'd like to learn some more. Maybe I can volunteer and, you know, spend some time down there. So that's really what it's about, is just to raise, you know, some financial funds for camp and awareness for what they do.
That's a fantastic thing. That's got to be great satisfaction, I would think, for the Wester family, for the Vandersteins, everybody there at the dealership. When you see that lucky winner driving off, and that'll happen again this time with the 2024 Toyota Corolla LE, which is the car we're giving away this year to benefit all the kids at Camp Good Days and Special Times. Let's swing over here to Amanda Anderson, a volunteer coordinator of special events at the camp. So, Amanda, tell us about the car raffle tickets, how people can get them, what they cost, all that stuff.
Well, the tickets are $20 each or 3 for $50. We like to offer that discount. And there's a question that's always asked, can we buy multiples? And the answer is yes. If you want, you know, if you would like to donate $150 to Camp Good Days, you'll get 9 tickets back. So there is no limit on how many you can purchase, and we are only selling a limited amount.
Okay, so that means that the likelihood, the chance that you might win is pretty darn good, right?
It really is. We are only selling 3,000 tickets, and we always tell people, if you're not in a position to buy a ticket, share it on social media. Share with somebody you might know that would like to support Camp Good Days, and let them purchase the ticket and give them the chance to win, or give it as a gift.
That's a great idea. That's a great gift for somebody's birthday or anniversary, any kind of event. So when are we going to have the—
Graduation.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything. Yeah, you bet. When are we going to do the drawing?
We are going to draw on July 22nd. We are going to do it the morning of our Junior Good Days program. Junior Good Days is for the 4 to 7-year-olds that aren't old enough to attend camp. So we will have the campers, their parents, and all the staff and the volunteers. So it will be an exciting morning.
Monday, July 22nd. What's the deadline to get the to buy the tickets?
We are going to sell right up until Monday morning.
Oh,
so,
okay. Right till that day.
It'll take us... that day, so right up until noonish on the 22nd. You can purchase. Oh, excuse me. I apologize. 8 o'clock on the 22nd. Drawing in the morning now.
8 a.m. on July 22nd. That's the last. I would imagine. Don't these tickets go pretty fast?
They do. We have already sold several hundred. We have people that buy them every year, and it is so very easy to do. You can go online and purchase them. You can come to the office. You can call. There are several different forms of payment that you could use that make it very easy to purchase them.
All right. So tell them where to go and how to do it.
You go to, depending on how many you want to buy, if you want to, excuse me, you go to www.campgooddays.org, or you can call the Mendon office at 585-624-5555.
Amanda Anderson with the camp. Thanks, Amanda. We'll be back to you here in just a minute. Back to J.J. VanDerStein. Now, of course, we've talked about the raffle, the car raffle, now an annual thing with Camp Good Days. But there's other ways that people can get their hands on a brand-new Toyota, J.J., it occurs to me. And I'm thinking that you may have some ideas in that regard. You've got a great selection and a great act and a great tradition going there at West Her, right?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I'm at the, like you said, at the Grease location, and, you know, it's a lot of the same people that have been at this, you know, location for close to 20 years. The nice thing that, you know, when we joined over the West Her before, it was, you know, you could buy a Toyota from me. Now I can really help with, you know, we have 39 stores and 27 different brands. So we really should have an option for anyone. And, you know, we're just here to help. And that's, you know, West Her is, you know, here to help in any way possible. And, you know, something like this just shows that, you know, they want to, you know, give back to the, you know, community that has been, you know, so supportive and loyal to them. And they entered the Rochester market, I think, in 2011, and, you know, just been trying to, you know, do whatever they can to support the community that, you know, supports us.
So I'm giving an opportunity here, JJ, to make your pitch. You know, this is like a free commercial for you on the
yeah, I appreciate that. And, you know, West Her is happy to help you with everything. But this is about Camp Good Days.
And, okay. All
you know,
right.
Trying to help them. Well, I appreciate it, but, you know.
Well, that's
about camp.
That's a good-hearted way to put it, JJ. We appreciate that. So let's see here. Anything I'm missing, JJ, before we go back to Amanda?
I don't think so. You know, let's buy the tickets right now. Don't wait. And it's, like I said, it's a really good way to have a chance at a car, but ultimately it's a good way to, you know, support camp and, you know, all that they do for, you know, for so many people.
Well, JJ, I know you're busy out at the dealership trying to provide the best value for all the car shoppers in the Rochester region, so you probably got to get back to that. I don't want to take up your whole afternoon. But thanks so much for, you know, your participation, your support of the camp, you know, that goes way back to your college days. And thanks to VanDerStein and West Her over the years for their support of Camp Good Days and Special Times. Means a lot to a lot of people. And it's one of the great reasons it's a good place to live here in the Rochester area.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're, like I said, happy to be a part of it. And, you know, really thank you to Gary and Wendy for all they do.
J.J. VanDerStein at West Her Automotive Group, ladies and gentlemen. Back to Amanda Anderson, the volunteer coordinator of special events at Camp Good Days and Special Times. Now, in addition to the car raffle, Amanda, you got some other things going on. Would you like to tell us about the Tournament of Love, perhaps?
I would love to. The 41st Annual Tournament of Love, hard to believe it's been 41 years, is going to be held on Monday, May 20th at Monroe Golf. This is one of the longest-running events, fundraising events for Camp Good Years. Camp Good Days. And this year's Tournament of Love is being presented by Lolly. They are great sponsors of ours.
Fantastic. Now, sponsorship levels. If somebody wants to get involved here and support the Tournament of Love, and what a beautiful venue, too, right? Monroe Golf Club. Tell us how folks
can. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, how folks can get involved.
You will call 585-624-5555 and ask for our Director of Special Events, Jamie Varble, or you can check out the Camp Good Days website at www.campgooddays.org. and then pull up our events, and then you'll have all the information. And we take sponsorships for all different types of things that day for the golf tournament.
So you have different levels of people, you know, people have budgetary constraints or whatever, but they still want to support and be involved in the tournament. You got ways for them to do that.
Absolutely. They can be a sponsor for lunch. They can be a sponsor for their golf carts. They can be a camper sponsor, individual golfers, golf balls, or games at the holes. There are several holes. If somebody gets a hole in one, they get a nice large prize. And there are sometimes people will donate items for those games.
Okay. So the golf tournament's coming up here. You turn around twice. It'll be here in May. And then you have the Tour de Teddy coming up as well in the fall. You want to tell us about that?
Oh, that's a beautiful day. And I will tell you, it is so wonderful, other than being a fundraiser, having all those adults come and experience just for a day what it's like for us when we are down at camp. So the Tour de Teddy is held on Saturday, September 7th, and the participants ride around Keuka Lake. There are two different lengths for the ride. You have the option of doing the 27-miler, which would be going down to Hammondsport and back, or they can ride all the way around the lake, which is 48 miles. So two different courses so that they can choose whichever level works best for them. We have also had some people that choose to ride virtually. They still pay the fee to ride, but they can ride anywhere, anytime, if that date doesn't work for them. And participants can also encourage their family and their friends to ride with them, create a team, making a big difference in the sponsorship money that is raised.
Tell the folks when that will be. That's in the fall, right?
It is in the fall, and that is on September 7th, and that is a Saturday. And I'm not sure how it is. God willing, we always have good weather.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said that out loud. Well, before we take I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's we've always been able to pull the ride off, whether we've had 200 people there or we've had 500 people there. It's always ended up being a beautiful day. And you can also go online and check under events for the information for that or call our Mendon office.
So important for people to get involved in these events and to support them. And it's so important to Camp Good Days and to the campers. So we want to thank everybody for their support or whatever. Anything you want to add here, Amanda, before we go to break?
Well, first, I should have said it while JJ was on the phone. The support that the Vanderstein family has given us through the years is unparalleled. And with them continuing to support us along with West Herr and Toyota Motor Company, we continue to be blessed by the generosity. And the other thing is sometimes people say, you know, I can't ride or I can't golf. And if you can't be a sponsor, you can always be a volunteer. So feel free to call the Mendon office, 585-624-5555, and let us know you want to volunteer, either as an individual or as a family.
All right, Amanda Anderson, thanks for being on the program. We appreciate that. We are going to take a little break here on WYSL. When we come back, we'll discuss the heart and soul of Camp Good Days, the summer camping programs. We will be back on Good Days and Special Times, the radio program, on WYSL 92.1 FM, 95.5 FM West, and 20,000 watt AM 1040. Don't touch that dial.
This is Gary Mervis, founder of Camp Good Days. When I began Camp Good Days, I made a promise that no family would have to choose between paying their bills or sending their child to camp. Camp Good Days, providing programs and services to children and families impacted by cancer and sickle cell anemia. Visit campgooddays.org to learn how you can enroll in a monthly giving program, because anyone with cancer deserves good days and special times.
Leaving a legacy in our community doesn't require great wealth, just your commitment. Please consider a planned gift to Camp Good Days and Special Times. Camp Good Days has been a source of hope and support for children and adults facing cancer and other life challenges. With your help, the camp will continue to meet the needs of our community for many years to come. Planned giving options can significantly increase your giving power and reduce your tax burden. And you'll help ensure that Camp Good Days and Special Times will always be here for the children and adults who need us. You can work miracles in the lives of some very special children through a planned gift to Camp Good Days and Special Times. Learn more on our website at campgooddays.org or call Camp Good Days and Special Times at 585-624-5555 and ask about planned giving options.
Looking for something meaningful to do? As a Camp Good Days volunteer, you'll work with children and adults who will inspire you. Just listen to what one volunteer says about her experience.
It is the most fun that I have every year. I look forward to it all year. It just takes you out of all the things that you worry about day-to-day life and kind of gives you a great perspective check. And the kids, they are my heroes. They inspire me every day. They're amazing.
Learn more about many volunteer opportunities at Camp Good Days and Special Times on the web at campgooddays.org.
Hi, this is Gary Mervis, chairman of Camp Good Days. To learn about our programs for children, adults, and families whose lives have been touched by cancer, or our many volunteer opportunities, check out campgooddays.org, because anyone with cancer deserves good days and special times.
The one media outlet you can count on. The voice of liberty. The WYSL stations.
Camp Good Days.
Welcome back to the program. After just hearing about all the fundraising events, wow, a lot going on at Camp Good Days and Special Times. That generates the money needed to help support the camp. Now we're going to talk about what those funds are used for. The heart and soul of what Camp Days does, of course, is the summer camping programs. And we'd like to welcome Wendy Mervis. She's Executive Director of Camp Good Days. Hi, Wendy.
Hello, how are you?
Doing okay. So we've heard tonight about the fundraising events that take place throughout the year to benefit Camp Good Days. Gary shared with us the promise that he's made and continues to keep that all the programs and services would be provided free of charge for all the campers. So let's talk about those programs and specifically the summer camping programs, the backbone of Camp Good Days. Wendy?
Yes, as you said, all the programs are free of charge, and we have a full schedule this year, and all of our programs are held down at the residential facility down at Cuca Lake, except for our Junior Good Days programs that we do have in each region, in Buffalo, Syracuse, and Rochester, and that's a day camp that we offer for the 4 to 7-year-olds who are diagnosed with cancer or sickle cell anemia or siblings or that they have a parent. In treatment. And those programs are strictly day where the parents drop the children off at each office location. We do fun things during the day like go to the zoo, go to movies, have picnics, and then at the end of the day, the parents or guardians come back to pick up their children. They're just not ready for the overnight camp yet. So we have those programs going on as well as all of our residential programs down at Cuca Lake. And this year we have 2 weeks for children who have a parent or sibling in treatment, and then we have a bereavement program for children who lost a family member to cancer. And then we have our Teddy's team, which is for the 8 to 12-year-olds with cancer. And then we have our Doing a World a Good program for children that come from all over the world with cancer or sickle cell, and they come down to camp for a 10-day program. And then in addition to that, we have weekend programs. We have a program for anyone in the family who is experiencing a brain tumor or has had a brain tumor, the whole family can come down to camp. And then we have a family camp program for newly diagnosed campers that have never been to camp. We actually have 3 adult programs this year, a women's wellness program in August. We have the men's prostate cancer retreat in August. And then we have a supportive oncology adult retreat in the fall. So we are full this summer with all of our programs, and anyone who thinks they know somebody who could benefit and qualifies for our programs to just go to our website at campgooddays.org, and the schedule is up with the dates of those programs down at the camp.
So a lot of activities and stuff, and it all starts, what? I mean, you start off, what, in June and go right through the end of August, right?
Yes, we do. We actually start in June, actually in May and April. April, May, we start opening the facility. It takes a lot to get the camp open, and we have a lot of volunteers that come down and volunteer groups that help us open the camp. It's a lot to do to get it ready for the kids. And then in June, we have staff training that starts, mandatory staff training, so which is a two-week process. When we have to, you know, go through a lot of certifications, a lot of Department of Health policies, procedures, camp policy procedures. So in June is a lot of is the big push, getting ready for the residential camps to start.
Chatting with Wendy Mervis, Executive Director of Camp Good Days and Special Times, about the summer camping programs at Camp Good Days. So now you mentioned that you're going to be opening up, you said May, right, Wendy?
Yeah, well, by the end of April, May, our maintenance staff start getting things ready to open for the summer, depending on the weather. But like I said, it takes more than two or three people, and we count on a lot of volunteers to help us do that down at the camp. And it takes a while because their cabins are winterized. We have to get all those opened and cleaned. We do a lot of painting, cleaning, raking. We're doing some capital improvement projects this year. So there's a lot going on down at the camp. We have a lot of buildings. We have the pool, the waterfront. So it's a big process to get ready for the kids.
So I assume from the way you're relating this that you're looking for volunteers as early as April and May.
Oh, sure. We do participate in the United Way Day of Caring. So we're blessed that we have some companies that send some employees down for that day in May. But we do get phone calls and emails. And we would love to have more groups come down, whether it's a weekend or weekday, to help us get the camp ready if anybody would like to volunteer.
Wendy Mervis with us here on Good Days and Special Times, the radio program. Wendy, you're also looking to hire people, and not just, I mean, volunteers, an ongoing need. But you're looking for summer staff now.
We are. We're still coming out of COVID, so every year it gets a little bit better with getting some young people down at the camp to work at the camp. They are paid positions, and it's we usually hire about 20 college-age kids is what we look for, and they do everything down at the camp. We call them the glue that holds everything together, you know, from setup, cleanup, to garbage, to working in the kitchen, to running arts and crafts, to woodworking, as well as lifeguards. We need a lot of lifeguards down at the camp for the pool and the waterfront, so... if you're interested in coming down to camp for the summer, it's beautiful on Cuca Lake, and hanging out with us and meeting some really great people and some great kids, please apply and go to the website and apply to be a summer staff.
So how many total employees do you have at Camp Good Days?
For the recreational facility during the summer?
I just wonder about the total workforce down there, because I want people to appreciate the extent of this operation, because it truly is amazing.
Right. Well, like I said, normally we try to get to almost 20 college-age summer kids to run the camp and stay at the camp all summer and work. Beyond that, we have about 3 full-time employees who commit a lot of their time to being the administrators of the camp, camp director, assistant camp director, program director, aquatics director. So we have about 25, 26 paid staff that are down there running the camp all summer.
Okay, and now this is something that we try to address every time we talk about working down at camp, because there may be hesitancy out there because otherwise qualified candidates, intelligent, nice people might think, gee, you know, I don't think I'm qualified. I've never worked with kids with cancer. I don't know whether I would be the appropriate person for that. I don't want to do the wrong thing. I don't want to be a liability to the camp. Talk about that a little bit, if you would, Wendy.
Well, we summer staff and volunteers that come down and help during the summer, it's the same type of person we're looking for. You like to be around kids. You like to be around some really great, special people. It's a happy place. It's not a sad place. So that's the first misnomer, that don't think of it as a sad, depressing place. It is the greatest place on earth, as the kids say. It's a lot of fun, and we just let the kids be kids. So we're looking for anybody who likes to work with kids. It doesn't matter if they have cancer, sickle cell, because some of these programs are the kids who have a parent or sibling with sickle cell or cancer. So physically, they're healthy. So it's if you like to work with kids and you are interested in a specific area of a summer camp, whether it's nature or lifeguarding or helping out in the kitchen or maintenance, you're the person we're looking for, as well as the volunteers that come down to camp. The people that are normally in the cabins that supervise the kids on a daily basis, those are all volunteers. So they come down for actually the entire program. The kids are there. And we're looking for volunteers as well to help us out with, from that end as a counselor. The staff that we hire are specifically hired for a job where the volunteers come down for a week to be a counselor with the kids. So if you love being on the water and you love being outside all summer and you love being around kids and want to meet some really great people, come on down and apply, and hopefully we'll get you on board to help us out, either as summer staff or a volunteer.
Talking to Wendy Mervis, Executive Director of Camp Good Days and Special Times. Wendy, give us the reaction of people maybe after their first year, if they've volunteered or become a paid staffer at camp, or what that experience has meant to them.
Well, I think that it's, you know, what do they say? A picture's worth a thousand words, but being there is worth a thousand pictures. And once you're there, you get hooked. So many people get hooked, and they can't wait to get back. I mean, summer staff, we do have a lot of weekend programs. And in the beginning, they think they want to go home or they're homesick. But by the end of the first week, they don't want to leave camp. They want to be down there with the other summer staff that they bonded with. They want to be down there to see the families and the kids and be a part of the program. It's kind of like the fear of missing out, the FOMO going on. And the volunteers, for 1 week, they get really close with the kids in the cabins and the other volunteers. So they absolutely usually apply for the following year. They can't wait to get back. And then they start participating in events throughout the year with us, helping us so they can see those kids and see the families, because they get really close with a lot of those families. So I assure you that if you come down and you're summer staff or volunteers, you will be hooked right away.
So, and really, people who work there, you know, volunteer or paid, really become members of a lasting family, don't they?
Right. It's one big family. Everyone's welcome. Once you become part of the Camp Good Days staff or volunteers, you are part of the family. When you're down at the camp, you're living together 24/7. So there's a lot of levels of bonding going on down there, and it's just so much fun. And it's not just a day camp. I mean, when you actually have to stay there in the cabins and stay with the kids and live down there, it goes to another level with all the people that are down there, and it really is a tremendous bond down there.
Does it make any difference what your background is, what walk of life you emerge from to show up at camp and make a big difference in the lives of these campers?
Nope, it doesn't matter to us. As long as you, when you fill out an application, we'll be interviewing staff and volunteers. We're in the process of doing that right now. And as long as everything is good and you just have a desire to be down there, it don't worry about where you came from or what you do for a living. It's all about what you can give to the kids and Camp Good Days and how you can help us.
So if somebody out there is listening, and we certainly hope there is, who would want to apply for a summer staff position or to volunteer, tell them how they do that.
Well, they can go to our website, campgooddays.org, or they can call 585-624-5555.
All right, Wendy Mervis, what else? What are we missing here? Something else you want to tell the folks? Give you the last word.
Oh, gosh, I think I said a lot. Gary, do you have anything to say?
No, I've been just sitting, listening. And
Gary always has something to say.
Oh, come sure. On, Gary. There's Gary Mervis, the founder, is lurking in the studio here. What's going on? You got the cat got your tongue, Gary? What's going on?
No, I'm just impressed listening to her. She's doing a great job, and one of the best decisions I made when we needed help, and to ask Wendy if she'd take a leave from her teaching position to come over and help out. And I think it was one of the best decisions I ever made, because we could never be where we are today if she had not made that decision. And also, I think it's important, when we were talking about volunteers, I think a week or so ago, we were invited over to one of our good volunteers' family, dad of Phil Rivaldo. And Phil and his wife, Sharon, were like the salt of the earth. And they, you know, been right there. I mean, Sharon was right there from the beginning with me. And, you know, they used to come down with some friends, and they would do a little Italian dinner for those who were at camp, and whoever was there, they just loved that dinner. So Wendy was talking to Phil and he asked, you know, maybe we could try to restart that again because of COVID. And the next thing you know, he invited Wendy and I to come over to his house to have dinner. And we thought it was just going to be Phil, maybe, and us, and maybe one or two others. When we got there, there was a whole house filled with some of our original volunteers. And as I was, you know, looking at and admiring them all there, then I realized that some of these people have been involved with camp since the very beginning, you know, and they've given over 40 years to help Camp Good Days grow and be where it is today. And that's probably the biggest blessing of all for Camp Good Day.
Well, Camp Good Day is a great blessing to untold, uncounted people in the community, campers, volunteers, staffers, those who had the vision to build this place, you know, including, of course, Gary and Wendy, but so many people beyond that as well. And we thank you for all of your hard work and for blessing the lives of these kids in so many ways. But we thank you for the blessing of listening to this program. Unfortunately, we're going to have to duck out of here because the clock is unforgiving. So we want to thank Gary, Wendy, JJ, Paul, Cameron, and Jamie for joining us for the program. That's all we have for this show, but be sure to tune in again next month for another episode of Good Days and Special Times. We will be back for you and for the kids. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Over the weekend, I made a new friend. She seems to know my mind. One special moment in time, we walked in moonlight and talked until midnight, tossing our cares away. Oh, what a memory we made at Camp Good Days. Hearts ablaze, shining light upon our lives. Special times when stars align. Make Mm-hmm.